Holy, join me here with Jack Wallace, and we're here at the Wasps training ground, and Wasps are getting prepared for the first round of the JP Morgan Sevens at the Stoop. And Jack, that's going to be a great opportunity for you and the lads to get the season underway.
Yeah, I think it's a great platform for especially young lads to sort of get a look in for the start of the season. I think it's always key for, you know, competing for positions when it comes around to the first round of the Premiership. So it's always good to sort of get a bit of a decent fitness under your belt, a good bit of competitive action. Yeah, so it's always good for the younger lads.
And you played quite a role in the full team for a fair amount of last season. And you know, it's good for you in terms of the pre-season, once you're doing all of the fitness, to actually be able to get some game time, I imagine.
Yeah, that's it. It's always good to do fitness in pre-season. You know, you expect a lot of it, and it's always good to sort of put it into practice and to put it into a bit of game related stuff. Which is always good, and especially, you know, building into the season, like you said, you know, we need to, you know, better our season from last year. It didn't really turn out the way we wanted it to, but, you know, we've got to really, you know, look up for this year, and I think, fingers crossed, it's really looking positive.
Yeah, just give me a little insight as to how the feeling is at the club at the moment after that disappointing season last year. Dai Young's still here, but the likes of James Haskell, Tom Palmer coming in, news that the club's sale has gone through with the consortium being led by Ken Moss. So hopefully positive vibes coming through the club that hopefully will filter onto the pitch.
Yeah, that's it. You know, from my point of view, it's very positive for this season. Like you said, a lot of good key internationals coming back, and, you know, the likes of Christian Reid coming back as well. You know, his first tour out in South Africa, he had a great tour. So it's always good, and you know, Dai's obviously kept a lot of the squad on from last year, and we can build on what, you know, what we achieved last year. But also, like you said, bringing in the new guys to really add on and to really push for those, you know, top honours next year.
And for young players like yourself to see the likes of people like Christian Wade getting involved with the England setup, where perhaps for a little while there wasn't a lot of Wasp representation at the top level, it must be good to get a sense that Stuart Lancaster and the rest of his coaching team are keeping an eye on all the clubs.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's always encouraging when, you know, young players get into the international setup like that, and it's always good to see a good friend of yours get involved as well. You know, being at school with Christian, it's always, you know, it's great to see him on TV, you know, really battling for a test place out there. And it's always, you know, like I said, it's always good to see youngsters and obviously Stuart Lancaster introducing these new young lads to the international fold. It's always good to see.
Yes, well, we're heading into the JP Morgan Premiership Sevens. The Premiership will then start in September, and there's going to be a new club on the horizon. News that London Welsh have come into the reckoning. Unfortunate for the Falcons, of course. You guys were hovering down there at very close to that relegation. Try saving tackles from yourself in important games against, you know, Michael Clarkson's against Wasps. Against Bath. So you know, it's a great opportunity for you guys to meet another London club. There's going to be another London rivalry.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's you know, London Welsh deserved to come up, and, you know, unfortunately Newcastle felt, you know, found themselves in the position where they, you know, unfortunately they've had to go down to the Championship. But, you know, that's just the way rugby is, and it's always good for a new challenge, and always good to have another, you know, represented by another London club. You know, it's obviously very, very exciting times for their players. You know, it's always good to, like I said, bring a new challenge into the league.
So the JP Morgan Sevens, you guys went to the Northampton leg last year. You captained the squad, I understand, and then through to the finals, of course, at the Stoop last time. Well, we're going to be kicking off the tournament this year at the Stoop. So what are your memories of last year, and what are you hoping to bring into it this year?
Last year was a good experience. Like I said, it's good for a young lads to get, you know, sort of a game-related run out. You know, alongside doing all the fitness in pre-season, it's good to get a run out, you know, a competitive bit of competitive spirit before the season starts. And you know, I'm really hopeful for this year. Hopefully we can get a good squad together. You know, pre-season's looking very good, very sharp. You know, doing a lot of skills and a lot of fitness and stuff like that, and it's really looking sharp. And the new lads have integrated well, so hopefully we can build a good squad for, hopefully, you know, progressing further than we did last year in the Sevens competition, yeah.
Yes, indeed, and a good chance to get possibly some silverware, get one over on some of your London rivals.
Yeah, that's it. You know, unfortunately, you know, we got through the leg at Northampton last year. Unfortunately, we didn't make it all the way, but yeah, you know, like I said, building a good squad, and hopefully we can take a good squad up to, you know, up to the Quins and put on a good show there. Show the fans, you know, what they missed out on last year, and really put, you know, fight for some silverware. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And what about your personal development, Jack? How are you feeling? You're coming along. You're obviously a young guy, 21 years of age. There's a good career ahead of you. Where do you feel your development really needs to improve?
Oh, I don't know, really. I've just got to always keep building on my game. You know, week in, week out, we've got I'm surrounded by some great players, some great international players, and experience in the squad. I'm surrounded by also some great coaches, which are, you know, have really helped me through the years push on. You know, it's my fourth season at Wasps now, so I feel like a bit of a veteran with the squad constantly changing around. So
veteran at 21.
Yeah, I know. But it's, you know, like I said, it's exciting times. You know, like I said, I can learn from some great players here and some great coaches. So it's always good to build a great atmosphere leading into a new season.
And so for the Wasps fans that are really hoping that the fortunes of the club turn around going into the new season, you can vouch for the fact that things are going to get better?
Yeah, from my point of view, the outlook is very positive. Like you said, you know, things are all shaping up very nicely. The new squad's in place, the new owners and whatever's in place. So it's all, yeah, it's always good. And it's looking positive, really, for the new season, yeah.
Great. Well, Jack, thanks very much, and best of luck in the opening round.
Thank you very much.